Pope Francis backs UN call for global ceasefire to address coronavirus. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 6, 2020. Rome, Pope Francis has thrown his support behind the United Nations appeal for a global ceasefire to address fallout from the coronavirus, telling pilgrims in the Vatican Sunday that the measure represents a courageous first step. This week, the United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution which proposes some measures to deal with the devastating consequences of the COVID-19 virus, particularly for areas in conflict zones. The pontiff told a crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Angelus prayer. The request for a global and immediate ceasefire, which would allow that peace and security necessary to provide the needed humanitarian assistance, is commendable, the Pope said. I hope that this decision will be implemented effectively and promptly for the good of the many people who are suffering. May this Security Council resolution become a courageous first step towards a peaceful future, Francis concluded. Last Wednesday, the UN Security Council passed Resolution 2532-2020, which demands a general and immediate cessation of hostilities in all situations. In a unanimous decision, the 15-member assembly called upon all parties to armed conflicts to engage immediately in a durable humanitarian pause for at least 90 consecutive days, to enable the safe, unhindered and sustained delivery of humanitarian assistance, and provision of related services by impartial humanitarian actors, in accordance with the humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality and independence. The ceasefire would also enable medical evacuations, in accordance with international law, including international humanitarian and refugee law as applicable, the UN said. The Security Council noted that the general and immediate cessation of hostilities does not apply to military operations against Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, ISIL/Daesh, Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra Front, and all other individuals, groups, undertakings and entities associated with Al-Qaeda or ISIL, and other council-designated terrorist groups. Last Thursday, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres addressed the Council, insisting that the health pandemic has fast become a protection crisis, adding that more than 1 billion children are out of school and 135 million people face starvation by year-end. These wide-ranging risks require an urgent and united response, Guterres said. The UN chief said that terrorist and violent extremist groups see the uncertainty created by the pandemic as a tactical advantage. In Somalia, there is a risk that Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab could increase its attacks while security forces, by necessity, focus on the pandemic, he said. Follow at Williams Rome.